Today's Keys for Kids may not be appropriate for all children.
I just don't get it. I thought Jessica was a Christian. How could she do something like this?
Sometimes things happen that we don't understand. But remember, nothing is ever out of God's control. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. And just a note, today's Keys for Kids story may not be appropriate for all ages of children. Recently, I had to do one of the hardest things ever, attend the funeral of a Christian friend that had taken their own life. Sometimes, when people are hurting inside, it may cause them to make a terrible mistake. So, if you're feeling sad or depressed or thinking of hurting yourself, don't keep that inside any longer. Tell a teacher, a pastor, or your parents, because truth is better than a lie, and the truth is this: your friends and family love you, and God does too. Our story today is called Dangerous Lies. Tayla watched her mother in the mirror as she clasped a necklace around Tayla's neck. They were getting ready to go to a funeral.
"Mom, you've been really quiet this morning," Tayla pointed out.
Mom smiled weakly.
"Funerals are always difficult, but this one will be especially hard."
Tayla knew what her mother meant. She had only been to one other funeral in her life, and it was for her great-grandmother. Today they were going to a funeral for Jessica, a girl from church. Nobody had told Tayla much about what had happened to her. All Tayla knew was that Jessica had taken her own life.
"I just don't get it, Mom," said Tayla. "I thought Jessica was a Christian. How could she do something like this?"
Tayla's eyes started filling with tears. She was friends with Jessica's younger sister, Summer, and Jessica used to take the two of them out for ice cream when Tayla went over to their house. She seemed like a nice, normal teenager. Turning Tayla around, Mom hugged her tightly.
"Sometimes things happen that we don't understand, but nothing is ever out of God's hands," Mom assured her.
After the funeral service ended, Tayla hugged Summer goodbye and then climbed into the car with Mom.
"Mom, is Jessica in heaven?" asked Tayla.
"I don't know, honey," said Mom. "If she truly trusted Jesus as her Savior, she's in heaven."
Tayla was still upset.
"I just don't know why she did it."
"Sometimes even Christians listen to the wrong voices," said Mom. "The Bible says that the devil is like a lion looking for those he can devour. He doesn't want us to believe God's promises. He wants us to believe his own lies, and that's always very, very dangerous." Mom squeezed Tayla's hand. "Always remember that God promises to be with you, Tayla, no matter what. Jesus died and rose again to save you from sin and death and to give you eternal life. Because of him, you always have hope, even when things seem hopeless. Run to him when you face pain and difficulties, and run away from Satan's lies." Well, how about you? Has Satan been telling you lies? The devil wants to hurt people by telling them God won't forgive them for things they've done or that there's no way out of a difficult situation they're facing. Don't believe it. Jesus died for our sins so we could have life, and he promises to be with us in everything we face. Stand firm in God's truth, and if you or someone you know is having trouble fighting Satan's lies, talk to a trusted adult immediately. Our key verse is John chapter 10, verse 10.
"The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full."
And our key thought for today: run from Satan's lies. Hey, thanks for taking the time to listen to Keys for Kids today. I hope that you'll share it with a friend, and then I'll catch you both back here tomorrow. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.